首先呢，我想同讲广东话嘅弟兄姊妹呢讲声多谢先。
First, I want to say thank you to all the Cantonese-speaking brothers and sisters.
特别是那些又不是很听得明全部国语，又不好听得明全部英文的广东话的弟兄姊妹，多谢你们。
Especially those Cantonese-speaking brothers and sisters who can't totally understand Mandarin, or you can't totally understand English either.
因为呢真的不好意思，我们只能够翻译一种语言。
We're so sorry, we can only interpret one language.
那么很感恩，因为经常都是那批的弟兄姊妹呢就。
We're so grateful to the Cantonese-speaking brothers and sisters.
但是呢我们来紧这个年底呢，我们会买一些好更好的耳机。
But by the end of the year, we're going to buy some really good earphones.
所以呢，我们就你们可以戴耳机来听。
So in the future, for free
language combined service, 所以今次应该是最后一次啦，
service,
忍耐到底必然不够。
Please put up with us a little more.
Well, today is a very, very, very happy day.
今天真是一个好快乐的日子。
It's a very memorable day.
很值得纪念的日子。
It's a very important day as well.
也是很重要的日子。
The importance is not only to our church life, but especially to those that are going to be baptized, the seven brothers and sisters.
对我们教会很重要，也是对我们七位即将受浸的弟兄姐妹很重要的一天。
How many of you attend commencement before?
有没有人参加过毕业典礼？
Any kind.
任何的毕业典礼参加过，请举手。毕业典礼
，Was it happy？
是不是很开心的一天
？Right？
是不是
？But some people after commencement，
很多人
they had nothing to do，
可是有些人
they can't find a job，
毕业之后
they start crying，
毕业之后没有工作可以做就开始哭了
，Right？
是不是反而毕业变成失业
？Oh， I didn't say that， but she said。commencement become you know jobless。Now, a lot of times, you know, brothers and sisters, after baptism, just like a commencement.
很多时候受浸礼的弟兄姐妹好像就是毕业典礼一样。
And it's the highlight of their life. It's so important that everybody just so happy and celebrating their life.
好像是我们人生的高潮，大家一起为我们敬
祝。At that very point.
在那个最高潮那一点。
And so happy. And then,Their spiritual life come down.
好开心，但是做了过了最高点之后，属灵的生命开始往下掉。
That is not exact. This not exactly we do not want to see happen to their life, right?
不想见到的。
And how?
为什么
？Become the commencement, not ending. The commence. Commence means to begin.
在英文的毕业典礼其实是开始，一个开始的字的意思，是一个新的开始。
Today.
今天
is for you to begin a better life, a blessed life, a life with God's abundant grace fall upon you and pull upon you.
是今天是七位弟兄姐妹一个新生命的开始，神的祝福要大大的灌注在他们的身上。
But how?
怎么样？怎么样来呢？
I'll give you two things.
两件事。
Two wings.
两个翅膀。
You want to fly high?
要飞得好高吗？
You want to soar?
要乘风而起吗？
Just like an eagle.
好像老鹰一样。
And you need to eat.
第一要吃。
And second.
第二呢？
You need to exercise.
要运动。
Right?
对不对？
You need to eat.
吃得好。
You need to exercise.
然后好好运动健身。
Eat what?
要吃什么？
Baby food?
婴儿食品吗？
No.
不是。
Spiritual, solid food.
属灵的、坚固的、坚硬的、健康的食品。
Solid food.Solid food.
坚硬的干粮。
干粮。
Yeah. 硬的。
Not the baby food that passed the spoon feed you.
磨碎的软软的喂在你的嘴巴里的那种食物。
It's not spoon feeding you. It's you eat yourself.
不是一口一口喂给你，是我们你自己要拿来吃的。
Second, exercise.
第二个翅膀是运动。
Pray.
祷告。
Pray and reading your Bible.
祷告读圣经。
That makes you soar.To fly high,
让你可以乘风而起，飞得好高，经历神。
Now, you see there are two preachers this afternoon.
我们今天会有两个讲员。
On your bulletin,
两个讲员。
One is me.
一个是秦牧师。
The other is Ben.
另外一个是
吴传道。I finished my preaching now.
好，我已经讲完我的部分了。
I'm going to introduce Ben.
我要向各位介绍我们另外一位传道人。
You know why it's so important?
为什么那么重要？
Because every pastoral staff meeting,
因为在每一次我们教牧同工开会的时候
each pastoral staff will share 10 minutes, 15 minutes from their devotion.
每一位牧师或是传道人会彼此分享10到15分钟他们的属灵的得着。
That is what we call the spiritual, you know, the solid.
就是我刚刚提到的那个其中一个翅膀。
And this past Tuesday, when we had the pastoral staff meeting, and Ben shared what we just read.
在星期二的时候，我们三位牧者开会的时候，胡传道就为我们分享刚刚那段圣经。
And he meditated the verse.
他在这段经文当中默想。
And I think it's so appropriate, it's so great.That he can share this afternoon to the whole church.
我觉得他在这段经文的默想跟得着非常适合今天的敬礼，跟我们大家一起分享。
Especially today,
尤其在今天这个敬礼的特别日子。
I'm going to hand the time to him.
我把以下的时间交给我们的胡传道。
I learned one lesson this past Tuesday.
星期二我学了一课。
During staff meeting,
在我们牧师传道人开会的时候。
Don't share too much.
不要分享太多，讲太多了。
Because Sunday you'll come preach.
星期天就会换成你要上台讲道了。
Actually, it is my privilege and my joy to share this with you.
其实能够上台跟各位分享是我的一个很好的机会，很好的祝福。
This is perhaps one of the longest passages we have put to read together as a congregation, as a church.
这是我们教会大概有史以来全会众一起念的一段最长的经文了吧。
Many of my mentors in my previous church have taught me to lead out of a vision from God.
很多在过去我在不同教会的启蒙老师都教我要怎么样看见神的意象。
Proverbs 29:18 says something very important.
箴言29:18说了一句很重要的
话。Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law.
没有意象，民就四放，唯独守律法的变为有福。
Proverbs tells us that it is not my vision that matters.
箴言告诉我，不是我的意象重要。
Our church will be blessed if we do God's vision and obey God's law and his commandments.
我们教会要得到祝福，一定要遵从神的意象。神的命令。
The passage that we just read from Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们刚刚看到以西结书47的那段经文。
It gives us an image of a river.
给我们一条河的一个图案。
We won't go through all of it because of time, but I want to paint the picture for you.
我们不要再从头念一遍，因为时间不够。
The prophet Isaiah was given this private tour of what would be a future fulfillment of God's restoration.
我们的先知以西结好像神带着他去做一个私人的参观一样，神未来的国会是什么样子呢？
At the temple, there was a little trickling of water.
在神的殿里流出了一道水流。
And slowly that water started building and building.
慢慢的水越流越多，越流越多。
First, it was ankle deep.
一开始到脚踝这么高。
Then become knee deep.
然后到膝盖这么高。
Verse 4, it says it was waist deep.
第四节开始到的腰这么高。
By the time in verse 5, it says it was so strong, the river is flowing so strong,That he cannot even walk through.
到了第五节，水多到一个程度，根本走不过去了。
Throughout scriptures, we've seen that the analogy, the metaphor of rivers.
在圣经里面，我们常常看到用河来做一个比喻。
And here's what I want to point out to us from chapter 47, verse 9.
在47第九节，我想要特别。
At the end of that verse, it says, "Everything will live where the river goes." I'll read that again in English. So everything will live.Where the river goes.
这一节讲到什么？所有的活，所有的。所有的一切的生命都要借着那条河而活。
Throughout scripture, from Genesis, the first book of the Bible, to the last book of the Bible.
从圣经的第一本书到结尾。
It talks about this river of life.
都有提到一条生命的河。
Anytime there's water, there's life.
任何时候提到水，提到河，提到生命。
In creation, when God created the world, He created water, and out of that flows life on earth.
神在创造的时候，创造了河，有水，有生命，创造了地球上的生命。
In Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 and 2.
在最后的，我们看到这里，启示录的
22:1-2. It says that the angel showed me the river of the water of life.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河。
and bright as crystal flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
明亮如水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
From the day God created the earth, and one day God restored and created new heaven and new earth, water, river is a very crucial part.
从神创造天地的第一天创世纪到神最后把新天新地带回地上的时候，水跟生命的河都是很重要的一部分。
As you have heard from the testimony earlier,
刚刚各位听到我们的弟兄
姊妹的见证。As you have read from scripture, you know that Jesus Himself is the river of life.
各位听到了，知道这个意思吗？耶稣基督就是那一条生命的河。
Every single one of those stories was Jesus changing our brothers and sisters' lives.
刚刚听到的每一个弟兄姐妹的故事，都是耶稣基督怎么样改变他们每一个人。
And this past month, I've been meditating. God, what else is the river about?
我过去这个星期一直在默想，神啊，这条河还有什么意义？
Certainly, Jesus is the river of life, but how does that relate to me?
当然，耶稣是生命的河，可是这个河跟我有什么关系呢？
But in John chapter 7, Jesus himself talks about the river of life in relationship with us.
在约翰福音第七章，耶稣亲自讨论到这一条河。
And I want us to read it together in English or Chinese.
我希望大家一起用英文、中文任何你的语言一起。
John chapter 7, verse 30 says this.
约翰七章三十八节，我们一起念。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus said, I'm the living water.
耶稣亲口说，我就是那个生命的水。
But those who have put their faith in me, out of their heart now flows rivers of life, living water.
但是那些信我的人，就要从他的肚子里面流出活水的江河。
Just like what Pastor Chung encouraged our candidates earlier.
就像刚刚齐牧师鼓励我们受浸的弟兄姐
妹一样。Receiving Jesus in our life, being saved, is not the final destination.
接受耶稣做我们的救主，不是结束，不是毕业典礼。
It is the beginning of new life.
是新生命的开始才对。
The river of life have entered into our lives, and now out of our hearts flows rivers of living water.
生命的河进入我们心里，然后我们从身上还要再流出这一条河来。
God wants to flow the river of life to more places in this world.
神要把这条河流到世界上更多的地方。
And God chose you and I as Christians to be those rivers of living water to bring life to us.
神拣选了你和我这些基督徒，把这些生命的河带到各个不同地方。
This is why the Great Commission starts with the word go.
所以大使命，圣经的大使命，第一个字是什么？去。
Go and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
The entire book of Acts is a people of God going into the world.
整个使徒行传就是在教我们人，我们要怎么样去。
You and I are called to be a church, a river church.
你和我们一起被呼召，我们要做一个生命的河的教会。
But here's what a river, what makes a river.
但是怎么样才能构成一条河？
A river is only a river when it flows.
怎么样河才算河？河一定要流动才算河。
A river needs to move.
河一定要动。
A river needs to go from point A to point B.
河一定要从这里流到那里才叫河。
Every part of that body of water needs to move together.
在这个河的每一部分都要不断的流动才行。
Do you know what a body of river, a body of water that is not moving called?
如果一个不动的水叫什么？
It's called a lake.
是湖，对不对？
A lake is a body of water that doesn't move.
一大滩水，但是它不会流的，可以是湖。
Doesn't matter how big the lake, it's still staying within that lake.
不管你有多大，如果你不流动，只是一个湖。
But that is not what God calls us to be.
但是神呼召我们所做的不是一个湖。
God calls us to move. God calls us to flow.
神要我们流，要我们动。
Do you know that 80% of lake in America are man-made?
80%的湖在美国都是人造湖。
When you think about the lake in California,
想一想，加州有哪些湖
？Lake Tahoe, Lake Mammoth Lake,
Mammoth 湖
，Big Bear Lake,
大熊湖。
What are the biggest business in those areas?
这些地方是不是都有好多好多好热闹的生意，好多人去
？Do I know what it is?
最受欢迎的地方是做哪一行
？It's vacation tourism.
最受欢迎的是怎么样？度假业。
People go to lake for what? For vacation.
大家去湖边做什么？
There aren't a lot of business that is not related to tourism in those lakes.
在湖边有好多生意都是跟度假有关的。
Lake is very is where it's comfortable.
湖是怎么样？好舒服的地方。
You go there to enjoy yourself.
你去那里放松。
You can go there for a few days.
你可以去几天。
Then you can go back home.
你又回家。
You can rent a house.
你可以去租一个小木屋。哦，你觉得好舒服。
Then you go home and face reality.
然后就回家再面对现实。
But that is not what God called you and I to be.
神呼召你我做一个教会，不是湖的教会。
It is so easy as Christians that we treat church as a lake.
很容易我们做基督徒的把我们的教会变成一个湖了。
Every Sunday we come here for a little vacation.
每个星期天来这里好像度假一样。
We hear good preaching from Pastor Chong.
哦，牧师讲道好听。
We hear from our Sunday school teacher.
哦，主日学讲道好听。
Our children go to our children ministry.
哦，小朋友去儿童主日学。
Youth go to youth ministry.
青少年去青少年。
There can be many amenities at our church.
有好多好多不同的上课，不同的教导。
But that is not what our church is for.
可是真正的教会的目的不是在这里。
See, all those things are good things.
那些事情教导、主日学、讲道都是好事。
But what I believe God is calling us to do is not to stay and come and just enjoy our Sunday.
神呼召我们不是为了每个星期天我们可以来到教会好舒服好快乐听讲道。
God has called us to be a river that flow out of this place.
神呼召我们要像一条河一样流出去。
God has called us to gather, yes.But he is also called to scatter out into the world.
神呼召我们聚在一起，没错。但是神也呼召我们要往外流。
Just like the song that we sang earlier, God is building up a people, a river people that flows.
就像我们刚刚唱的一首歌，神要建立一群大能的子民，让我们流出去，生命的河一样流出去。
Not a people to stay.
不是一群大能的子民留下来。
This is why our church plant is in the process of planting another church in Rancho Cucamonga.
所以我们教会为什么要跨出去，在 Rancho Cucamonga 准备一个新的职堂？
Because we want to see the river of life flowing to families and people out in Rancho Cucamonga who have yet to know Jesus.
因为我们要看见我们这条生命的河不断的往外流，流到 Rancho Cucamonga， 还有不认识耶稣基督的家庭。
This is also the reason why we collected, went through missions month and collected the pledge over a couple weeks ago.
这也是为什么我们在十月份的时候，我们有一个宣教月。
Because we want the river of life to flow from here in San Gabriel Valley to the ends of the earth.
因为我们要让这条生命的河从我们开始，从圣盖博流到世界各地。
This is also why, as staff, as small group leaders, we encourage you to share the gospel with your families and friends.
这也是为什么我们教牧同工、我们组长鼓励各位跟你的家人朋友分享耶稣的福音。
Because you are uniquely and divinely put in these people's lives.
因为你也唯有你是神特别放在那些人的生命当中的。
You are the agent. You are that river that will bring true life, living water to those who have yet to have abundant life in Jesus.
你就是那些在你身边还不认识耶稣的人当中那一条生命的河，流过他们的生命。
God placed you there because He wants to use you and I, His church, His river, to bring abundant real life of Jesus to them.
神把你把各位放在把你我放在那里，他要使用你，使用我，使用我们这个教会，做一个生命的河，流过不同的地方。
There are neighbors, friends, families.
我们有邻居，有朋友，有家人。
Co-workers, sons and daughters, husband and wives.
我们有同事，有亲戚，有朋友。
Who are desperate for that living water?
他们都好想得到一条生命的河。
There are married couples who are at the verge of divorcing.
有已经结婚的夫妻，但是濒临离婚的情况。
Family members who just diagnosed with cancer.
也有些人家人得了癌症。
A mother mourning over a rebellious son and a daughter.
也有父母亲很难过，他们的孩子很叛逆。
A coworker just lost their job.
也有可能有一个同事刚刚失去工作。
A child, a teenager struggling to find identity in this world, a confusing world.
也有可能一个孩子在成长的时候找不到他的认同。
Just like the woman in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman at the well.
就像约翰福音第四章里面那个撒玛利亚的女人。
She needed to drink from the living water.
她需要从活水里面舀一盆出来喝。
A water that she would never be thirst again.
喝了这个水就再也不会渴了。
And that's what you and I are called to do.
这就是神呼召你呼召我要做的事。
That's what our church is called to do.
这也是神呼召我们整个教会要做
的事。Not to be a lake.
不是做一个湖啊
，but be a river that flows，
做一条流动的河。
But here's the problem with being a river。
但是做河有一个问题
，it's difficult，
很辛苦。
You have to pay a price to be a river，
要付出代价。
A river is difficult because it is unpredictable.
为什么河很辛苦？因为你不知道会流到哪里去。
A river doesn't get to decide where it goes.
河不知道自己要往左走还是往右走。
A river goes wherever that nature tells it to go.
河流是顺着河道、顺着高低流的。
And in the same way, our church is not run by our pastoral staff, it's not run by our volunteers.
一样，我们的教会不是由牧师主导，不是由师母主导的。
Our church is led and run by God Himself.
我们的教会是听神的话。
And He leads us wherever He leads us to go.
他带我们去哪里，我们就要去哪里。
And it is unpredictable.
我们也不知道要去哪里。
5 years ago,
五年以前,
none of us have thought about Rancho Cucamonga.
我们从来没有人想过要跑到 Rancho Cucamonga 去。
But in just recent years, we have sensed God's calling and burden to go plant a church in Rancho Cucamonga.
可是就在过去的这一年左右，我们开始感觉到神呼召我们要到那里去开一个新的教会。
Because being a river church is so unpredictable.
因为做一条河的教会就是你不知道未来会流到哪里去。
We must have faith.
我们一定要有信心。
We must have unshakable faith that wherever God leads, we might not know where it is, but we know God Himself.
一定要有坚定的信心。也许我们不知道下一条要流到哪里去，但是我们知道我们跟着神就对
了。 Here's the second reason why it's so hard to be a river.
还有第二个当河很辛苦的地方。
A river is very unstable.
做河其实是很不稳定的。
There are parts of the river that is very calm.
哦，有一些河看起来好平静。
There are parts of the river that is like a waterfall.
有一些河会遇上瀑布。
There are parts in your life, that a season in your life that is very calm, not a lot of things are going on.
也许在各位有一部分的生命当中看起来好平静。
There are also times in your life that is really rough.
但是我们人生有很多时候好像瀑布一样。
But along the way, God is calling us, no matter which season it is, we are to be faithful to be that river.
但是神给我们的呼召是，不管我们人生面对的是平静的还是瀑布的人生，我们都要跟着神走。
And God calls us to be flexible.
神叫我们要有弹性。
He said he calls to be firm in our belief in God, but be flexible in the way we practice our faith.
神说我们的信心要坚定，可是当我们要实践出来的时候，要有弹性。
Let me share a story with you as I end.
我跟各位分享一个故事。
I once heard of a lady from a church. She's been there for many, many years.
我之前听过一个在教会已经很多年的一个女士跟我分享。
She's one of those you call old timers.
她是其中一个教会的老姐妹，不是年纪老，是已经来教会很久了。
And she's been there for a while, and in recent years, the music up on the stage and the praise team, the music that they're leading is quite different from the ones that they've been singing for many years.
那台上有一次唱的歌跟他们过去教会很多年习惯的歌不太一样。
And the pastor, out of concern, wanted to ask her if she's doing okay with these changes.
那教会这个牧师怕这位老姐妹不习惯，就问这个老姐妹说：“怎么样？你还好吗？我们最近唱的歌不一样哦。”
And so she answered this.
她的回答是。
She said the music is loud.
她说音乐很吵。
I barely know any of the songs.
我这些歌我根本没听过。
And quite frankly, I don't care much of any of these songs.
而且实在告诉你，牧师这些歌其实我都不喜欢。
So here's the pastor hearing these frightening words.
牧师听到这些话都很负面，对不对？
Before he offered a comfort, before he offered a word to encourage her.
牧师还来不及去安慰、去鼓励这个姐妹。
She continued on and said
this. 这个姐妹还没说完。
But each week, if more and more of these new faces are joining us in worship,
但是每一个星期我看到好多新的脸孔。
If every week these songs are bringing new people to Christ,
如果这些歌能够把新的脸孔带到基督面前，
you can count on me being here every single Sunday.
你绝对可以保证相信我每个礼拜都会来。
Yes, I don't know the song.
我听不懂这些歌。
Yes, I don't care for those songs.
我也不喜欢这些歌。
But I'm thankful to God that these new songs are reaching out to a group of people that those old songs would never reach.
但是我感谢神，这些新的歌可以把新的人带过来认识耶稣。
That is being flexible.
这个叫做有弹性。
That is being kingdom-minded.
这个叫做以神的国
为念。That is what it means to be a river that is willing to flow to wherever God leads us to go.
这个就是我们要做一个生命河的教会，不管神带我们往哪里走，我们就往哪里走。
Here's one last passage I want to share with us from
最后一段
from Habakkuk chapter 2,
哈巴谷书二章十四节。
I believe this is the reason why we need to be a river church.
我相信这就是为什么我们要做一个生命河教会的原因。
In one of the minor prophets, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14,
哈巴谷书二章十四节。
He gives us this final picture when Jesus comes back again.
这是在他给我们一个耶稣最后回来的一个图案，一个图片。
And here's what it says.Let's read that together.
One,
two, three. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I want you to have that picture in your mind. This is where God is heading.
这就是神要去的方向。
This is what God wants to accomplish on this earth.
这是神要我们在地上去成就的一件事。
That all men will know that He is God.
地上所有的人都会知道他是主。
That He will receive all the glory because everyone bow down and worship Him.
因为所有的人都会跪下承认所有的荣耀归于这位神。
Just like water will cover up the entire sea.
就像河。
The entire earth.
就像水充满了所有的海一样。
And the way to do it is He called you and I to be a river that flows out.
怎么样做到这一点？就是神呼召了你，呼召了我要做一条生命的河。
Let's not just be a church that feels comfortable and stay as a lake.
让我们不要做一个好舒服、好享受的像湖一样的教会。
Come.
来。
Come and learn and be equipped.
来，我们学会装备我们自己。
And there's Monday, it's always coming the next day.
永远都还有下一天。
And honor God and obey God to go out to be a river that brings rivers of life.
顺服神，我们要走出去，做生命的河。
In a few minutes, I'm going to baptize them.
再过几分钟，我们就要开始我们的
敬礼。Let me ask them. You want to be a lake or a river?
你要当湖还是要当河啊？当河 river.
How can we to become a river?
我们怎么样当河？
How can we become a river?
怎么当河?
We need something to right? What make a river?
河是用什么做的?
Rain.
水.
Where the water
水从哪里来?
Rain.
下雨, 对不对?
Shower.
下雨.
Pouring.
下雨下到河里面.
And every day, when we come to the word of God,
当我们来到神的话语,
just like rain,
就像下雨一样淋在我们的身上,
and fill us up,
把我们装满。
You know why Ben can preach?
为什么我们的胡传道可以这样讲道?
The whole sermon?
他可以这样全部讲道, 可以这样子鼓励我们。
It's a lively sermon.
这是一个非常活生生的一个证件,
证道。
因为他把这段经文仔细的默想。
Every day God speak to us.
每一天神都可以这样子跟我们讲话。
But if we do not read His word,
可是我们如果不看神的话,
we will not hear he what he
我们就永远听不到神要跟我们说什么。
But thank God.
感谢主。
And today, Ben listened to what God said to him.
今天胡传道在他自己祷告的时候听了神对他说的话。
And he digests.
他自己消化了。
He meditate.
他默想了。
And he delivered.
然后他展示给各位。
And all of us know and being benefit.
让我们所有的人都明白也受益。
And I want each one of them.
我也希望每一位即将受浸的弟兄姐妹。
And I want each one of you.
我也希望在座的每一位。
As what, Huang Shimu last Sunday preached.
好像黄师母上个星期讲到说的一样。
And to meditate the word of God.
默想神的话语。
And to practice the word of God.
实践神的话语。
And so that our life can become a river.
所以我们的生命才能变成一条河。
And we are lively Christian.
所以我们才是活生生的基督徒。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you so much for Ben, what he shared, what you put in his heart.
感谢你胡传道，你放在他心中的话，他来跟我们分享。
And because you want the whole church to listen to what he just preached.
因为你希望我们全教会都听见了，你借着他要跟我们说什么。
Let us to become a Christian of a river, is not a lake.
让我们做基督徒是像河一样基督徒，不是湖一样的基督徒。
To experience the excitement that you lay in front of us.
经历到你在我们生命当中一切可经历的。
We commit our life into your hand.
我们把生命交在你面前。
And we pray for those seven brothers and sisters.
我们也为等一下要受浸的七位弟兄姐妹祷告。
And commit them to your hand.
我们也把他们交在你的手里。
May they each day, every day,
每一天
they spare time.
都花时间。
To get close to you,
与神亲近
to listen to you,
听你说话
and to digest your word, to meditate your word,
消化你的话，默想你的话
so that each one of them will become a river,
所以他每一个人也会变成生命的河
to bring life,
把生命带出来
in Jesus' name we pray,
我们以耶稣的名祷告
Amen. Amen.